Hello, everybody. Is everybody hearing me here? This is Kyle, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I can. We can hear you. I'm just going to voice 10 people right now.
Okay, sounds good. So this is kind of an experiment. We've never done this before. Hopefully it'll work out, and we can talk to some people here. Here we've got Dave, Jeremy, and Anastasia. FPS Doug should show up soon. He's gonna give me a call when he's on, but he's not in the same room. But yeah, Dave, Jeremy, and Anastasia are here in the same room.
Hi.
I recognize some names from the forums here.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you have like an 800 post count or something?
Well, it's about double that. Like 1600? Wait, who's Kyle?
Jeremy was saying that he recognized Frog and Triumph here from the old days, and he was telling me how he owned them in Generals, and he's still got the replays.
Put them on the side, dude.
He doesn't give away his strats, come on.
Well, we want to see those guys get owned.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
What's up, Kyle?
Oh my god, I hope you can hear me.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah, I can hear you, whoever that was. So what we're doing here is Dimensions is going to give five people selected randomly. He's going to give them voice.
Sweet.
And we are very random.
Yeah, very random. Okay, so that's... Oh, this is working out really great. Okay, so I think I just... Okay, I think we're going to open up the floor here to some questions. Have you guys watched episode 7? I guess we only released it a short time ago.
Actually, I just finished downloading it. I haven't watched it yet, though.
Yeah, you better watch out for spoilers, everybody. We don't want to do any spoilers. Not that there's anything to spoil. I can neither confirm nor deny whether there's anything to spoil in the episode. But, spoilers, please.
No problem.
So, anybody have any specific questions for any of the cast here?
I wanted to take the makeup so that...
Stole my question. My God.
What question? I didn't hear it.
How long did it actually take to make these, you know, films?
Well, we're not working on it full-time right now because, I'm still in school. But we get them out as fast as we can. And, right now it looks like episode 8 is going to come out with less of a delay. We're looking at August for an episode 8 release because we have filmed it already. It was shot at Lanageddon. And so it's going to be some LAN tournament kind of stuff in episode 8. And that's all I think I'll tell you about that.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I've got something about it. It's like, you totally changed the style of Pure Orange with this episode, you know? Is it going to be reversed with episode 8 or something?
Well, let me tell you something about the style of Pure Onage. The style is whatever we want at whatever time we want. So really, the style is no style. We want to experiment, having different ways of communicating to the audience, and whatever goes, pretty much the thing. You know, we're really free compared to television shows and whatnot, traditional media, because episode 9 could be a porno, right? You know, who knows?
Well, yeah, it's your show. You can do what you want with it, eh?
Yeah, we definitely have
Anastasia's in it. Yeah, I'll watch it.
So, okay, sorry. Can you please repeat that question?
But as long as Anastasia's in it, I'll watch it.
I didn't get
episode 9 porno. That is.
Oh, I don't know if she's quite willing to do that, but
just a few more of those. That'll get her going.
Short
I have
got
a question.
Over there in your USA.
How old are you guys?
How old are we? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
what's the time?
Yeah.
What's the time?
How old are you guys?
We are, we're in our 20s.
All right.
That's all I'm going to narrow it down.
If you did make a porno, what kind of porno would it be in episode 9? Just hypothetically.
Dude, you don't have such things, man.
It would be a very well-directed porno. I can assure you of that.
With animals.
Well, you should. Oh, my God.
Are there any non-porno questions?
No.
How many members will be joining us from the Pure Onage cast?
Well, hopefully everybody, I think. Yeah, hopefully everybody. It's just a question, Doug's not in the same place as we are, so we're just hoping that he can get on. Actually, he might be on. I don't know how he's going to get voice, but he'll probably contact me through an instant messenger, and we can get him voice.
I've got a question for you guys. How did you ever meet Doug if he lives in a different place?
Well, we live in a lot of places, Doug and Jeremy go way back.
What are their favorites? Still play WoW?
Does Jeremy still play WoW? Is that what the question is?
Yes.
Well, the Doc doctors don't recommend that he does, but I can't say anything else in case. Yeah, I won't say anything else.
Kyle, what kind of camera do you use?
It's a piece of shit, actually. It's, you know, it's, I wish, you know, well, you know, eventually we're going to have a real camera, but, you know, it's really just a consumer camera, a mini DV. It's got a Firewire port. And, you know, you can make some decent movies on it, but, you know, I'd like to do a lot of tricks, like have, you know, a short focal plane and things like that, you know, have different lenses.
But what kind of stuff is it? Is it Canon or HP? Or is it Epson or kind of stuff?
You want to know the brand of the camera?
Yeah, the brand, and if it's possible, so the serial number, the number of it.
Well, this information is on the forums, but I'll say again, it's a Panasonic PVGS120, and it's the only reason why I bought it is because it's the cheapest 3CCD camera with a Firewire input. Yeah. Sorry, Firewire output.
Bad cough. Nice. Bad cough. They're always playing his tools.
Oh, all right, so included.
Hang on,
did you hear me here already?
Okay, so sorry. What was the question?
Well, Jeremy was already here. Sorry.
Has
Jeremy ever played Halo? Let's see here.
Okay, yeah, like I have previously spanked some noobs on Halo before.
I reckon you should get an Xbox and Xbox Live. You can own noobs on Halo too.
No, Xbox is for evil, dude.
I had like an Xbox for like a little bit, but like when I lived at this one place, there's like this redneck dude like above me, and then one day he got like real mad when I was owning him and like EA Hockey, and then he kind of broke it. So now I like don't have an Xbox anymore.
Nah.
Like, Jeremy, like, do you also play other games besides of Zero Hour or Counter-Strike or other RTS or FPS games?
He has to own in all games.
Like, I play,
it's kind of obvious, dude.
Quite a lot of games these days. I know some people think that, like, I don't play console, don't play whatever, but yeah, no, actually, like, these days I'm playing, like, a lot of games, especially, you know, me and Doug lately. Can I talk about this? Yeah, me and Doug, we've been playing, like, actually, like, a lot of games lately. You know, I introduced him to the Master, and we're kind of going through lots of different stuff. In the last week, you know, I've played some Xbox, I played some PS2, I've played some GameCube, I've played a lot on the PC. I've been playing a bit of Guild Wars, just a little bit. I've been playing some Dawn of War, you know, just, like, quite a few games I'm going through now, just systematically making sure that, you know, I just own as much ass as, like, you know, possible.
That's cool.
See you, Jeremy.
What's that?
Jeremy.
I asked if you played Battlefield 2 yet.
Yeah, played Battlefield 2. It's really good.
Okay, but before we go on, I just want to interject here and say maybe we should rotate voice. Has it been the same 10 people that have had voice? If so, then as I mentioned, you might want to rotate it around. Okay, here's Jeremy.
Yep. Right now.
I just asked Kyle a question.
Sure, go ahead. As I mentioned?
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm on it right now.
Okay, sounds good. Sorry, what was the last question?
In episode 4, where did you film the fight with the Master? It looks pretty weird.
It's a room with no exit. Ha ha
ha. Kyle, Jeremy, what kind of things do you do besides playing games and making the episodes and kind of stuff?
Wasn't there also a question about Battlefield?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, as for BF2, like, just last night I grabbed the demo for the first time, so I don't really know enough to talk about that right at the moment, because I've only owned, like, maybe triple-digit noobs. And what was the next question?
I asked, what kind of things do you do besides playing games and making the episodes?
Well, like, kind of nothing, I guess, like... No, I play games usually about 12 hours a day, and then me and Kyle usually put about 6 into Pureonage, and then I sleep, like, for the other 4 or 6, you know?
So what time's
so, like,
over there?
Definitely, if you have, like, a shirt from Pureonage, there's a pretty good chance it was packed by me, because actually, lately, like, my t-shirt packing skills have gotten pretty good, and I'm, like, getting pretty quick at it. So I guess I do that sometimes, and that's not gaming or making Pureonage, but that's something, right? Like, my mom, she gets off my case sometimes.
You got a micro on the t-shirt pack. Job.
Oh, man, I micro those t-shirts like you don't even know.
Yeah, I was about to ask you to make those t-shirts yourself.
No, Kyle handles that. Kyle's just like, hey, noob, there's, like, a bunch of shirts, and pack them up, and then I pack them up real quick, and then quickly get back to some, you know, Dawn of War or whatever.
Okay, now someone asked me a question. It's my turn.
Yeah, you and Jeremy actually going.
It's Jeremy. Mind your manners. It's a lady
present. It's kind of complicated. It's kind of complicated.
Yes?
I got a question. Can you hear me?
It's kind of embarrassing. I don't really want to say right now.
All right, can I just say something? I just want to compliment the crew on, like, how good the show is going. I just want to say, keep it up.
Yeah, it's a great
I just
show.
Want to compliment the fans. I'm so glad that there's so many people on the internet that watch the show. You know, I try to make shows, you know, well, I guess everyone in film school, you know, they want to get into TV, they want to get into films, and, you know, but, you know, it's the internet where, you know, we found our niche and we found our fans, and, you know, it's like, I've had a lot of shows and films, and people are like, no, that's not good enough for TV, whatever, but here on, you know, we've got a quarter of a million people watching our show on the internet. It's really nice. I'm really glad that you guys are watching the show. I'm really glad that you guys are showing up for the chat.
Does your teacher watch it?
Oh, yeah. And I think most people at my school watch the show now. It's getting pretty big. You know, Jeremy actually gets recognized on the street quite a bit, and it's pretty funny, actually. Sorry, there was too many people at the same time there. What was that?
I was just wondering if you guys would ever actually put this show on TV, if you had a kind of like Trailer Park Boys or something like that.
Are you Canadian by any chance, or have you heard of Trailer Park Boys?
I'm Canadian.
Where do you live? Where do you live? Maybe you lost your voice. I don't know what's going on, but I guess I can't hear. But anyway, getting on TV, but a lot of, you know, if we were to get on TV, there's a lot of networks that would want creative control, or they would want to, you know, change the show in some ways. But, you know, it's nice on the internet. We can do whatever we want. We can stick to true gaming, you know. Like, Pure Onage isn't the Hollywood version of gaming. It's, you know, it's real gaming, and, you know, the fans know it, and that's why, you know, it's appealing, and, you know, it's not like, you know, it's, you can spot how fake it is if you know anything at all about games and, you know, whatever else. But, you know, there's a lot of opportunities in television, but, you know, you got to sacrifice a lot of things, I think. But, and that's kind of what we're finding out as we're exploring, the potential of Pure Onage.
I think I've seen Pure Onage Wannabes.
Yes, I have seen Pure Onage Wannabes, and Jeremy has as well, and we thought it was funny in that it was a parody, and, you know, those guys, you know, especially the site, you know, I thought it was hilarious, you know, the picture of the guy, you know, doing the pelvic thrust, as Jeremy does, was pretty funny, and, you know, the Master of Fight was also pretty funny, that parody, but, yeah, it's interesting that, you know, It's exciting to me that fans do that, that fans would put a lot of effort into making a parody like that.
Yeah, can I ask another question, please?
Yes, go ahead.
You know, on the Mates episode, did it take many takes to get it right with Doug getting a bit angry with Counter-Strike? Or was it, like, pretty much first time?
Well, it's too bad Doug's not here, but, you know, he is a natural at getting angry. Yeah, he's a guy you don't want to be around when he's mad, because, you know, holes start to appear in walls, and, you know, you don't want him in your house when he's angry, because things get damaged, and, you know, and he blacks out. So, yeah, so that's Doug.
All right. Cool. Cheers,
up. Hey, can I say something?
Go right ahead.
I'd just like to say we love your show in my class. We are a few people who watch it, and we've been waiting for this episode in a long time. And we're going to buy a bandana each just in a couple of days, and we're going to have like a day each week where we wear it just to show how much we like your show.
That's really cool.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. I love hearing that kind of stuff. I love hearing that, you know, that the fans are dedicated. And, you know, there's a lot of people that tell me that, you know, they're in high school and they practice their micro in the hallway with their friends. And that, to me, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, we do that.
I have a question for Jeremy.
All right. Go ahead. Question for Jeremy.
Yeah. Okay, this is sort of a series of questions. RPG or FPS?
Can you turn your microphone input down a bit? But from what I heard, you said RPG or FPS. Is that your question?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay, I'm going to say this so maybe everyone can understand this one. Like, FP motherfucking S.
All right. Okay, how about RTS or FPS?
Well, that's pretty easy. Nothing takes RTS. That's just the pinnacle of all gaming. Perfectly combines your brain and your speed. And it, I think that's, you know, it's just like chess for this generation, you know what I mean? We're just looking for the best RTS game, and then that's it. That's just the game for the next 1,000 years for every human being to play, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I have a question. How does it go?
I have a question.
Like, just wake up and say, okay, let's do Pure Ownage about this story, or, like, start before something?
Well, like, to be honest, like, one day Kyle comes home and he's got this camera he rented at, like, the school or, like, borrowed from the school or whatever. So he's like, Jeremy, like, I got to get some footage. I got to try out this camera. I got to learn how to edit and stuff. So he's like, can I film you for a sec? So I'm like, okay. So I took a second off 0 hour, and we went outside, and we just kind of filmed this stuff up. And then that was it for me, you know, like, going back to owning noobs. And, like, 2 weeks later, Kyle's like, hey, you want to, like, see this thing I made? And I'm like, no, not really. But he kind of made me watch it anyways. And then I was like, wow, like, I'm, like, pretty awesome. And he's like, yeah, like, you are totally awesome. So we, like, put it on, like, the CNC Replays forums, right? And then it just started from there. All the people are like, man, you're so awesome. Like, we want to be like you. And then the whole world's like, want to be like you so much. So that's just kind of how the show started. Like, no joke. Like, it was quite literally by accident. And now we just keep making the show, you know, and, like, lots of stuff has happened to us since we're making it. And it just kind of keeps writing itself, like, because in one way or another, like, it's pretty centered around the truth, you know, and I think eventually people are going to see that.
I have a question.
CNC Replays, if I may. Would you be willing to go back to ZH or a mod for it?
Yeah, actually, like, last week or so, I downloaded a mod called Boss Gens, which was made by a guy named Maddox, who's a pretty smart guy back in the old days. And so I heard that he had made it, and I actually went back to 0 hour, and I've been playing that a bit lately. I have a tough time sometimes finding games, but other than that, like, I've really enjoyed it. Like, I think he did a better job than EA did on the game, and it's too bad, you know, people wouldn't play it en masse, you know, but, you know, like, it's fun. I still play it occasionally.
Yeah, you should really try that Battle Bus Micro. It's impossible now.
Yeah, I never abuse for bosses anyways, like, I even stopped, first I invented them, right? Like, I'm totally the guy that invented buses. People don't know that. But then, like, I kind of stopped using them because everyone's like, well, because remember first it was like, oh, ToxGLA is so weak, Nuke China owns all. And then I started using buses and everyone's like, oh, ToxGLA owns all. But really, it's just me owning all. So I kind of stopped using buses, so I don't know. Okay, hold on. Got the question. Okay, someone asked a question. Ask a
question.
Do you ever think that Pure Ponage would be this big when you started?
Okay, hang on a second. There was a guy that said I did who did ask the question, but then you had... okay, yeah, at XBN Titus. Okay, you're next. Okay, so the question now is, did you think Pure Ownage would be this big when you started? Maybe Jeremy should take that.
No, like, I didn't think it'd be like anything at all, to be honest. I thought Kyle was dreaming when he thought people would want to just watch me, like, just having fun. And so now we just keep making it, and we keep having lots of fun, and that's the show.
I have a question.
Okay.
I just got CNC Generals, and I used to play StarCraft for a long time, and I noticed there's a huge relation between that and StarCraft. So did you ever play StarCraft?
Yeah, I sure did. I was playing StarCraft back in the original Zergraj days, you know? Like, I literally was on SC day one. And I played it for a long time. SC did a lot for me in terms of RTS. Since then, you know, I went back to Westwood when RA2 came out, and I played a lot of RTS since then. It's been tough for me to kind of get back. Like, you know, there's lots of good players been out for a long time, but it just seems a bit old. And, you know, there's certain elements of the game that I don't want to get into right now, but, I have some problems with, and I don't think it's the best that it can be, and that's why I just keep looking for what's going to be the best ever, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely outdated.
What did you think of Total Annihilation?
As I mentioned, are you rotating voice on a regular basis? I just want to make sure that everyone gets a chance, if possible, to talk here.
Yep, I'm doing that.
I'd like to ask a question. I'd like to ask a question for Anastasia.
Okay, you know, because, you know, Dave's here, Anastasia's here. We need to get some questions for these guys. Okay, so let's hear Anastasia's question.
I would just like to know what you think it's, how you find it being a part of the Pure Ownage team now.
To be honest, I hated it at first because I hate the camera and I don't know, it's just really embarrassing. And with Kyle just asking me all these questions, I feel the pressure and I don't know what to say. And I don't know. It's really stressful sometimes.
You're doing a good job, so keep it up.
Jeremy, what was the first game you ever
had? Okay, yeah, we have a question for Jeremy. Sorry, we have a question for Jeremy, and that is, what is the first game you ever played?
On PC.
On PC. Okay, well, he might be able to answer that question in a few minutes because he is away from the microphone right now. But now Dave's going to make fun of every one of you. Dave's going to totally make fun of you guys. Here's Dave.
What's up, bitches?
Do you really know
what's
how to play
Barbarian?
That's right.
And then Dave, like, what do you think about Chris?
So how's your Super Smash Brothers skills going there, Dave?
I got lots of skills on Super Smash Brothers, eh?
Do you remember the bet that we made there?
Wow, you're from the original chat, hey? This is when what was Dave going to do? He's going to cook you dinner? Or you're going to, like, clean his something?
I was going to clean his shoes if he could beat me at Smash Brothers, but you guys have been too scared to set something up, so I don't know. Until that happens, we just won't find out who's really better.
Well, seriously, if you're near Toronto, I think Dave just might own you, unless you're pro. Oh, Dave says he'll bet you $50. But if you own Dave, then Jeremy just might have to spank your ass.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of wanted to ask Dave a question. I was just going to ask him if he's actually able to own Jeremy at Super Smash Brothers.
All right, hang on a second. Here's Dave, and then we will put Jeremy on the microphone. He will answer the question, what is the first game he's ever played?
Oh, I'm going to still own Jeremy.
Can you own him at Smash Brothers?
Oh, I do. He kind of disagrees, but I think he's got nothing.
Okay, so what, one sec. I'm going to tell a quick story here. Dave? Well, okay. We're having a little bit of a physical confrontation here. Okay, hang on a second. Okay, let's skip that question about who owns who because it causes a kind of an issue here because we're all in the same room. Let's go to the question, what is Jeremy's first game? Okay, first game I played on a PC, like I was all console up until I was about 12, and then I got like a 386. And the first game that I ever owned on the PC was a game called Barren Realms Elite, which we call BRE, which was back in, like, the BBS days. I don't know if people were, like, around pre-internet, you know, and, like, used to play, like, door games and stuff, but this is kind of like an empire-building game. And, you know, it had some elements of, like, RTS in it, like lots of talking to people and totally bushing them up and stuff. And so I used to play that tons. I used to totally own that, and that got me really hooked on, like, the idea of, like, owning people online, right? And ever since I tasted that, like, it's been nothing but online, like, ever since. And as for Dave Smash Brothers, well, you just ask him what happened to his Smash Brothers CD, and I think that's going to answer the question of who owns who.
I live about 2 hours away from Toronto, so anytime you guys want it, I can go kick your ass.
I want to know what kind of characters you guys usually use on there.
Actually, we're considering, like, we're going to have, like, maybe a PP gathering sometime in the near future in Toronto, Ontario, Canada here. So we're hoping if we give lots of notice, lots of people will come down, maybe even from outside of Ontario, maybe outside of Canada. And, you know, we're going to have some games there, and we're going to host, like, little tournaments and stuff, some console games, some PC games, try to get lots of stuff going. And you can bet absolutely that Smash Brothers is going to be one of those games, and you can bet absolutely that I'm going to own anybody that steps up, and that's the truth.
You want to bet $50 on that?
No, just getting serious.
Yeah, we're on for $50.
All right, it's a deal then.
Honestly, I really don't think you can beat Jeremy because it's like a physical impossibility.
Okay, question for Jeremy. Has anyone, like, beat you once in a game?
Me. I want to know if he plays Warcraft as well and what he thinks about.
Okay, I'll take both at the same time. I've lost a couple games, and, you know, like, I just want to say all the noobs out there, like, sometimes, like, you're going to lose games. Sometimes you're not paying attention. Sometimes you got, you know, your mind to other things. Sometimes you just had too much to drink or whatever, right? I mean, it happens, and what I've learned, like, through my life as I've gotten older is you just got to kind of roll with that, you know? It just happens. You just got to make sure that, you know, on the whole, and all the games you play that on average you totally own, right? And you gotta keep your percentage real high. But don't be distraught, you know, like if you lose one or two games here, it's not the end of the world. It just happens to everybody, right? But on the average, like, yeah, I totally own everybody. And to the next question, about WC, like, yeah, like I played tons of Warcraft. I was playing Warcraft back in like 95, you know, like when it first came out. And I played Warcraft 2 like tons, and I played Warcraft 3, but, you know, Warcraft 3, you know, I don't want to say anything against Blizzard. I do think Blizzard's awesome, but I don't think the Warcraft 3 has a good style for RTS. I don't agree with being too hero-centric. I don't think that leveling up and killing NPCs to gain experience and get items belongs in an RTS. No random, no dice roll belongs in an RTS. Every RTS should be playable from beginning to end without a single bit of chance, just like chess. The winner is the winner because he fucking owns, and the loser lost because he deserved it. And that's how it is, you know? As soon as you start bringing in NPCs, you start bringing in items, you start bringing all that stuff, why don't you just go play an MMO, you know?
Here, here.
I've got a question for Jeremy.
Can you tell advice about Strongman and Angryman?
I believe that I can take that question. Why don't you go ahead?
Well, what's the purpose of the movie?
Well, there's a few interesting facts about Strongman Angry Man, and that is the African guy is a native Namibian who speaks a language that only 9 people speak on the planet Earth. So this is a dying Namibian bush language. It's a click language, and you'll notice when he sings, he clicks. And, you know, it's an amazing opportunity to have met this guy and to have had him in my film. But yeah, he, you know, the language you heard is, you know, thousands of years old, and that song is thousands of years old. And you know, it's, and, well, you know, I'll leave the rest of the interpretation up to you because I don't want to spell it out for the fans, you know.
Are we going to any more short films of yours?
Sorry, could you please repeat that? The person who asked the question, could you please repeat what you just said?
Dave, what is their opinion?
You want to know Dave's opinion on the film, is that correct?
Yes, Dave.
Okay, I'm going to ask Dave's opinion on the film. Let's get Dave over here. Dave. Oh, Dave's making some drinks, so there's going to be a slight delay. He's making some drinks for us, but okay, here's Dave. Dave, what is your opinion on Strongman Angry Man?
I think it's a piece of garbage, because it's made by white barbarians.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
I have a question.
All right, I think we got Momo here with the question. Is that?
Yeah, I've been watching PD for about like a year, and I was wondering if Anastasia would consider dating me.
Say no.
Do you play MMOs?
I play Yoga Wars.
That's a little too much PvP for me.
Please? I'm like 16. I play like Counter-Strike and Guild Wars and that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't know. It's between you and Jeremy right now, so I guess you'd have to tell me why you're better than Jeremy.
Dude, I got like the Uber Micro, like, I think my dad invented it.
Hello?
Have you seen Jeremy's Uber Micro?
Yeah, it was pretty noob.
Can I ask another question?
Hello?
Okay, somebody requested another question. Is it Bot Killer?
Yes, Kyle. I've got a question to all of you, Anastasia, Jeremy, Kyle, Dave. What is your favorite music?
Well, I think we will start with Dave, because he happens to be a music aficionado. As you may have noticed from the decor in his room in episode 5, here's Dave.
Guys, you guys gotta listen to Beethoven, man. Beethoven.
Beethoven rules, oh yeah. That's his owns, Beethoven owns. Jeremy, what's your favorite
Beethoven
music?
Beethoven and Brahms, man.
Yeah, we have Brahms too.
I'm a little extreme. Everything else is like trash.
Jeremy, what's your favorite music?
Okay, we're going to go through everybody here. We're going to all say our favorite music. So now here's Anastasia.
Okay, I love classical jazz and, I don't know, Coldplay, Kylie Minogue. I don't know, you guys probably don't listen to any of that.
Okay, cool. Jeremy, what's your
Jeremy,
favorite music?
Here's Jeremy. He's going to talk about his favorite music.
Okay, before I say this, like, I just want people to know, like, you know, like, my favorite music changes, like, a lot throughout my life, right? Like, lots of people, you know, like, your favorite music, it changes, and it depends on, like, how old you are and what you're feeling at the time. But what matters is that, you know, you listen to music that at that moment really moves you and, like, does something for you and helps you own, like, that much more in a game, right? So at the moment, I'd have to say, like, the music that is my favorite, although I don't want to pick a favorite because I do like music a lot, but I have to say, like, right now, at the very moment, I guess I listen to a lot of Radiohead and I listen to a lot of the Dave Brubeck Quartet, which is kind of jazz, and I'm a little bit into like some Coltrane and some Miles Davis and stuff that Dave and Kyle kind of helped me get into, but it's got some really good rhythms that like kind of train your mind a bit to help you think better, you know. And before that, I guess I'd just say that leading up to that, I was like a huge Tool fan. And I don't know if you guys listen to Tool or not, because lots of people think it's real heavy. And but I think when you really understand Tool, it's a pretty beautiful music, you know. It's really soft, and it's I like it a lot. And plus, you know, Jane's Addiction, I still listen to it. It's pretty old from when I was a kid, but I still like it. And I know there's so much stuff. Like, I don't want to pick one out over another, you know. I just kind of throw my list on and listen to it all.
I'd like to,
all right, that's cool. Kyle, what's your favorite music?
Oh, man, there's too much music. Jesus. I guess, yeah, you know what? I've always said my favorite band is Rush. I don't know if you guys, well, I guess Rush is pretty popular.
Oh, yeah, Rush, with Jacob's Ladder and that kind of stuff. It's great. Great.
Oh,
man,
like, oh, yeah.
You are God, Kyle.
Yeah, okay,
I got one last question about
I gotta finish the music stuff here. So, okay, my favorite band is Rush, right? And that's because every single member of Rush is a fucking god. But anyway, but my favorite album happens to be OK Computer by Radiohead, because the album is in fucking garbage. But anyway, okay, so let's move on. That's enough music, I think. So, okay, next question. We got a lot of questions.
Well,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
Let's start with.
Did you like
Aberrance, then Bloodborne?
Yeah, I got a good
okay,
one for you. Yeah, yeah. I'm just asking. In episode 6, where you had Jeremy into that mental institution. Yeah, I walked around that place, and there's kind of a lot of shady people. But I'm wondering, how did you actually get someone to or borrow a wheelchair to film it there?
Well, considering Jeremy was committed, it was pretty easy to get footage of him being committed, yeah.
No, but seriously, like, so you're saying this show can't possibly be real, right?
No, seriously, I don't have to write anything, really. I just, you know, I make them do some scenes, but really, it's just like, this is his fucking life.
I got a question.
All right.
I have a question.
Can I ask
one
more question?
Okay, wait a second. Bloodborne is next, then we'll go to some others.
Me.
I got a couple for you, man.
Alright. Yeah, cool. Love your show, guys. I was just wondering, you're on the topic of favorite music. What about favorite games, like, or Jeremy's favorite game? Like, all time.
Oh, man. It would take too long to think about that, but you know, I'll just say my opinion. For me, it was like, I was always into RTS, and back in the day, there was a game called Command and Conquer, and that was it, Command and Conquer, and we played on the internet with Kali, which binded IPX, SPX to TCP/IP, because you could not play internet games in that time, and it was great, and I played a lot of Command and Conquer, the original. And that was fucking onage. It was great. Anyway, let's move on. Favorite all-time game. We're going to talk to Jeremy here, and then we'll move on to other questions. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a tough question to answer because I have to put a lot of time into it, and it feels like no matter what I'm going to say, that tomorrow I'm going to think I give the wrong answer. So like, I guess there's, you know, there's been a lot of favorite games, and I don't really want to classify one above the other. But if you're going to pick games or guys that have made games that really changed, you know, like the world. There's one man, his name is Shigeru Miyamoto, and like a lot of people here don't really know that name, but they should.
Oh, I know.
He's made games.
Spelled out.
Absolutely, you know, like he has sort of changed gaming to the whole world, you know, and so I think if you pick up any Miyamoto game, whether that's the original Super Mario Brothers or it's Legend of Zelda or whatever, you know, like you're going to have, like, a great experience. And I think probably the best one-player game, like, not owning other people that I ever played, was the Ocarina of Time for Nintendo 64. And beyond that, I've had so many, like, amazing... I mean, I played games that are just text on a screen. You know, like Solar Realms Elite, back in the Legend of the Red Dragon, games like that. They're still so amazing. They don't even have graphics at all, you know? And I've just played so much over the years, and so many have been so good that I just don't think it's fair to any game to pick a favorite.
Jeremy?
Jeremy.
I'm hearing that you're a big Nintendo fan, but what do you think of their next-gen console? Will it be better than Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3?
Okay, about like the next-gen consoles, what worries me a lot, and it could be where I am, but I get a lot of media. Like, I read the websites every day, you know, like, I gotta keep on top of stuff. And I read lots of stuff, and people are always about, like, how good are the graphics? You know, does it make it look like it's a real life? And blah, blah. How fast is it? What are, like, all the...
If I could get everyone's cooperation, please move to the Pure Ponish channel.
Oh, my fucking ears!
Shut up, parents. We're getting everyone to move down. TeamSpeak server just got owned again. Zimension, it seems to have died again. I restarted pretty quickly, though.
Okay, are we good to go?
Alright, there you go.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, we're back.
We're back. I guess we had a crash there.
Yeah, my apologies for that.
Seriously, though, all of us at Pironas really appreciate the people that have put this server together and allowed us to talk to the fans, because honestly, I have no clue how to do this, and I don't have the access to this software or whatever the fuck it takes to do this, but it's amazing that we can talk to so many people, and it's great. Thank you very much.
Yo, you know what? If you guys need another server, to go to, like, 24/7, you can use mine, because nobody goes there. And it goes up to, like, 5,000 people or something, 3,000, something like that.
Well, that's great. Yeah, this has been a very successful chat so far, and I think we're going to look into some kind of regularity with whatever TeamSpeak server or whatever we can pull off.
Yeah, if you want to use mine, I can go in there right now and, like, make a channel called Pure Ponage, and guys can go in there.
Right now is probably not necessary, but, send us an email, noobschool@pureponage.com.
That's a lot of people, though, that you got up in here. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm surprised, believe me.
A lot of people needs to ask you something, dude. Did all you guys, like, everybody have this? Who here had to download this?
Terrence, please let them resume with their presentation / broadcast.
Oh, I didn't know, dude.
Jeremy was just telling us about next-gen consoles.
Yeah, okay, so what was Jeremy talking about? Let's get Jeremy back on here. Okay, let's get some new people on voice and maybe start limiting one question per person. Just to keep it fair, because we want to get as many people as possible to get voice. I want to have everybody ask the questions they want to ask. Hopefully we can do that. Okay.
Yeah, so I was actually pretty into that thing what Jeremy was saying. Could he keep that up with the next-gen console and stuff? That was pretty dramatic, man.
Okay, I'm going to finish my response that I was saying a second ago to the next-gen consoles, although I don't know where it was, so I might have to restart, and then afterwards we'll take the other question. But basically, you know, I guess if you have to ask me, you know, which one I think's going to win, and no, I own, so I got to predict it's the PS3, just only because people are comfortable, you know, like, with what's big now, what they're used to and stuff, and for some reason, like, lots of noobs in the world, they think that good graphics are everything in a game, but, you know, constantly, like, I'll point back to the old games that people have been playing for a long time, like chess, you know, or soccer or whatever. It doesn't take good graphics to make a good game at all. It just takes, like, you know, a guy that's pretty smart to put it together. And so, in that respect, you know, like, I always trust Nintendo, because they always come through with what seems to be, to me anyways, to be really fun stuff, you know, and they're kind of secret on what they're doing. They haven't said, you know the PS3, you know the Xbox. You know it's going to be, like, fancy graphics, but I don't know, it seems like if I'm thinking about what's going to be the best game, I'm going to have to put my ball in, like, Miyamoto's court, you know?
Yeah, I got a question for Jeremy.
I've got one as well.
Jeremy, are there?
I'll go through.
Go ahead, Chipoid, ask your question.
I'm coming to your base with two Rock Vs and an Ambo. You have a German, two Scorps, and a Quad. What do you do?
Well, I guess typically when an Ambo moves in, you're going to want to snipe the Ambo because it cuts off the regen to the rest, right? There are two Scorps on the Humvee. The Scorp Rockets will take it out, like, no problem. And then use your Quad to clean it up.
All right, cool.
German?
All right, go.
This is more of a request than a question. It's my mom's birthday today, so I'd like you to say happy birthday to her. That would mean a lot to her.
Hey, what's her name?
Gude. She's Danish.
Was that What was that? Sorry, Judith?
Gita.
Gita?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, 1 sec. We're going to put together a little song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And stop right
happy birthday, dear Gita.
And stop right happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks. She's really happy.
That sounds right.
This is Burns. I have a question for Jen.
Go right ahead.
Are you aware of QuakeCon 2005 in Dallas, Texas, and would you ever make an appearance?
Okay, so, yes. Like, I am aware of a lot of stuff. There's a few conferences I want to go to. But, you know, if the truth is that, like, playing games all day doesn't really pay too good yet. And so while there's lots of places I want to go, I can't really go yet. But I can promise you that, you know, if the time comes that I can, like, do stuff like that, that's all I'm going to do is go around and play games against as many people as I can. Because that's all I've really, you know, like, ever been alive for. And it's all I've ever really done that's made me feel good. And so, you know, I just hope that, and Cal tells me it's a good chance that in the next year I'll have that kind of opportunity. And then, you know, if that's true, then yeah, I will be everywhere. I'm going to play noobs at every game I can play because that's all I do.
Jeremy.
Okay, go.
I have a question.
What RTS games are you waiting for?
The guns, I haven't played that yet, and I feel bad because, you know, I should be trying to play everything, but I haven't yet. It's on my list, and there's lots of stuff on my list. I'm trying to find time because it takes a lot of time to own a game. You have to put in a lot of your time. If you want to be the best, like, you know, it's no joke. Like, you got to put in your time. You got to put in your work, you know, to deserve that kind of stuff. And then these days, you know, like, before I didn't care what I played because it's just me in my room. So I chose a game and I owned it. Until I totally owned it, I didn't change games. But now, you know, everyone's like, Kyle, the show, Kyle, Pureonage, please own this, own that. And I'm trying to own everything. It's, you know, the master's always beating down my neck. He's like, you got to do this, got to do that. You got to do this, got to do that. There's not much time left. And I'm like, whatever, like, come on, give me a break. And I have to say I haven't owned it yet, but I absolutely guarantee I will own that shit soon.
Jeremy, I have a question from Ottawa.
Sorry, hang on a second. There was a second question, and the question was, what games is Jeremy looking forward to? And then we will have the question from Ottawa, if I heard correctly.
All right.
Here's the question. And so here's the answer. Jeremy's going to talk about the games he's waiting for.
Okay, there are two games, like, at the moment that, like, when I go to bed at night, after owning lots of noobs, you're kind of wired sometimes, lots of adrenaline, it's hard to sleep. But sometimes, you know, like, even after that, like, you can get to sleep, but sometimes your brain's thinking about, like, what are you going to play next? What are you going to own next? And there's two games I'm real thinking about. And one's called Empire at War, which, you know, like, I'm not the biggest fan of Star Wars, like, and it's kind of a noob kind of movie and stuff, but, you know, it's Westwood making it. And Westwood's now called Petroglyph, but, you know, that's Westwood. And, you know, when I think back to how I felt when I played Doom 2 and then Command & Conquer and I played Red Alert 2, you know, like, I think the same thing, right? Like, this is Westwood coming up with a new game. And I think no matter what, like, it's going to be insane. And I'm going to play it. And that keeps me awake a lot because I think about what they could do, what I hope they do. Sometimes I think, man, I should call them up and be like, hey, I'm the owner. Like, this is what you should do. You know, maybe they'll listen to me. And then other than that, you know, I think a lot about the revolution. I think a lot about, you know, what's Miyamoto working on. I hear stuff like a new Super Smash Brothers is going to be out with the new Nintendo. And I think, you know, I can't wait to just take Dave to school on that stuff, you know. So I guess right now it's pretty much what's Westwood doing and what's Miyamoto doing. And I'm going to follow that.
Let me tell you guys a story. This is Dave talking here.
I have a question.
Jeremy really took me to school. This is how it's like. Like, one day we're, like, playing Super Smash Brothers, you know? And I just got my ass kicked so bad that I decided to turn off the console and take off the disc and break it in half.
Hey, everyone. So, have you ever tried DDR?
Okay, so we have heard a story from Dave, which is true. I can attest to that. But, okay, so you want to know about Dance Revolution. You really want to know about that?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
I've seen Jeremy play, and he is fucking awesome at DDR. Seriously, he's got the moves. Dave's not so good.
Cool.
I'm also quite good at DVR.
Jeremy, where did you learn from Michael?
One of your competitions.
Yeah, about DVR quick. Like, I want to say, I think what's pretty cool about DVR, and I have played DVR. Now, typically, please don't tell people this, because this isn't something I tell people pretty often. But, like, I had some fun playing that game, you know. And I think it's pretty cool. It's a good idea. Like, I like the idea that, you know, you can play games all day, but at the same time, you know, you're, like, doing exercise. And so sometimes when I think, like, maybe I play games too much, I'm going to get big fatty. I just start playing, like, some DDR, and I'm like, oh, cool, like, I feel good about myself.
Hey, Jeremy, are you going to buy Red Alert 3 next year?
Okay, basically, if anybody put out anything with, like, the name Red Alert at the start, even if it's, like, Red Alert piece of shit, I'll totally buy it.
Okay, there's somebody is asking the question, where did Jeremy learn micro, is that correct?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, I'll pass the microphone to Jeremy.
Okay, I guess it's kind of tough to say, because sometimes I feel like some people feel bad when I say it, but, you know, like, I learned micro pretty much like my whole life. Like, when I was young, you know, I used to play Atari back in the day, and I played some Nintendo and stuff, and I always found that, you know, compared to all my friends, like, I was real fast. Like, they all seemed to be kind of, like, suck, like, in most stuff they try to do, right? But, like, I always seemed to be real quick. And so, like, as I went on, you know, I just kind of learned it. Like, same thing as, you know, anybody learns anything. Like, sometimes if you're just real good at something, you're just real good at something, you know? And it's kind of like I was trying to tell Kyle, like, sometimes, like, you're either born with it. Like, I think maybe it's just in your brain or it's not in your brain, you know? It's like a one or zero. Like, either you can be like me or you, like, can't. And I can be like me because I'm like me. And so I kind of go with it, and I play games my whole life. I mean, it's all I've done, right? Like, since I was 5 years old.
Bye, guys.
Yeah,
thank
I
you
got one for,
that's great.
Super.
I have one for, Kyle.
Oh, est-ce que vous parlez français?
He was from Germany.
Est-ce que vous parlez français, les gars? You speak
okay,
French?
Okay, somebody asked a question for Kyle, I believe, and is it, est-ce que vous parlez français, les gars?
Yeah, Kyle, I have a question for you, but
oh,
I
oui, je parle français,
French.
Mais,
yeah,
you
tu
know,
parles français, man. Eh, tu gars. Écoute, j'ai un nouveau défi pour toi, tu comprends?
Yes, I understand, but, you know, we got to speak English for the majority of the people in this team speak, so...
Okay.
Yeah, you know...
But
thank you.
I'm so bad in English.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there a question? Somebody said, I got a question. Let's hear that question.
Yeah, that's me. Jeremy, when you were facing...
Hey.
You cut out there halfway. You're Kill Broth. Go ahead.
Can I ask a question from Ottawa?
Oh, shit, man. I forgot the question from Ottawa.
Yeah.
That's, like, ages ago. Okay, so...
Okay,
let's go with Kill Broth, then question from Ottawa for sure.
Okay, what do you think of 2D fighting games? I mean, you play Smash Bros, but they shoot 3D and so fancy, so gay. Can you make some high combos on KOF and stuff, Street Fighter?
So you want to know about 2D fighters. Let me pass you on to Jeremy, and then we will hear the question from Ottawa after. Okay, here we go.
Okay, I like this guy. Okay, for one, like, Smash Brothers isn't a 3D fighting game. It's not like Tekken. It's not like that kind of shit, right? I mean, I guess the graphics are 3D, but it's not about graphics. Ignore that for a second. Just think about play style, right? Smash Brothers plays very 2D. What I like about Smash Brothers, what I thought was pretty unique, is that it's not about just creating damage. It involves like a sort of throwing off the edge. It's a new element, right? It's just different than the rest. And so I think that's pretty cool. But as for 2D fighters, man, I'm like all about that. I mean, I was playing Street Fighter 2 back when I was like a little nooblet. Like, I mean, I grew up on that kind of stuff. That's the fundamental sort of competitive game. And I mean, I can guarantee, like, it's only a matter of time before Kyle films me doing that kind of stuff. I still, to this day, I play Third Strike in the arcades. I still go around. I still own all these noobs at Third Strike, and they're like, oh, what's that noob doing? And they don't even know because they don't watch the show. They're like, oh, man, I'm losing all these loonies as he continually kicks my ass, you know, because I got the crazy Ken Styles, man. But seriously, I'm all about Street Fighter. I think that that's probably, like, the epitome of the fighting game.
Okay, hang on a second.
Nice.
Before we go on here, I've just realized that I have a bunch of PMs from Doug, and hang on a second. I'm going to see if I can get him voice. Hang on 1 second.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So here we are. I'm trying to get Doug online here. I'm trying to get Doug voice. I'm just PMing him, and then we're going to take a question from Ottawa, which we have been ignoring for a long time. I'm sorry about that. Why don't we hear the question from Ottawa right now?
Actually, my question involves Doug, so I'll wait if he's coming on.
Okay, I'm just trying to, I'm PMing Doug. I'm trying to get him online here. I'm asking his username so we can get him voice. I don't know who's in charge of voicing or dimensions, I suppose, but as soon as he lets me know, I'll let you guys know what his username is and we can talk to you. FBS Doug.
If you need the voice, I'll give it to him.
In the meantime, Kyle, I got a question for you.
Can I have a question, please?
Okay, someone has a question for me, and then Kilbroth has a second question. You're hogging all the questions. What the hell is this?
I'm sorry.
Can I ask a question after him?
Okay, so let's go. We got three questions in line. Let's go.
Okay, Kyle, are you ever going to make an appearance on the show, like your face?
Maybe I have already. Who knows? I can neither confirm nor deny, but yeah, who knows? Next question.
I'll ask a question. Seems like, okay, I have the floor now. I think this has already been answered, but I don't think it's been asked directly. First of all, I wanted to say that you guys have done a fantastic job making this show, and it's been very easy to see the style and professionalism evolve as you've gone on to episode 7 now, which I thought the filmmaking was very well done. You could definitely see progress there. The question I wanted to ask real quick was simply, and I, like I said, I think it's been answered. Are you guys talking on this forum as characters from the show, or that's what it sounds like is the answer to the question, or, you know, what's, I assume that you guys probably aren't using your real names on here, but, you know, if not, that's fine, of course, but thanks.
So basically you want to know, are we for real? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, I can tell some parts of it are definitely made up for the show, but I'm just wondering, you know, how far that goes, and how, obviously, Jeremy puts a lot of himself into his character in the show. I'm just curious, you know, how far that goes with you guys.
Well, let me just tell you that these people on the show aren't great actors, and they're not acting, so that's all I'm going to say.
All right,
can I ask Jeremy a question?
Okay, we got a question from Jeremy from Spork, I believe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you've ever played in any online leagues for, like, FPSs, like Cal or something.
Hang on one second. I'm talking to Doug. Hang on one second.
Well, it's quiet. Can everybody hear me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Okay, apparently Doug was on the server, and his name is FPS Doug, all lowercase. I told him to join back in because I really want to hear from him. So he might join in. Oh, was that Doug joining in? Look for FPS Doug. I will recognize his voice, and you'll probably recognize his voice too if he's the real dude.
Yep.
I don't see him at the moment.
He's not. I have a question. Sorry for interruption if I interrupted, but first of all, thanks for hosting this, and England here, by the way, all across the globe. And I just want to know, preparation-wise, how much did you really get into the routine of filming and producing the show?
How much did we get into the routine? Well, you know, it just seems very natural, you know. It's like, but, you know, nowadays, there's a lot of pressure, you know. It's like you've got to spend a lot of time on the episodes. You got to make sure it's okay, you know. You want to put it out there. You want to make it, you know, it's permanent when you put it out there. You can't make any changes. And you know, like George Lucas says, you know, nobody ever finishes a movie. They just get it to a point where they want to release it and they don't have any large objections, which is, you know, how he justifies his post-editing of the Star Wars series, which is incredible, you know. Guido should not shoot first. It should be Han Solo shooting first. But anyway, oh yeah, I think I don't think anybody disagrees on that. But you know, it's, you know, like we work really hard, and like, you know, I could keep tweaking it till the end. But you know, at some point you got to get it out. You got to be like, okay, here's the torrent file. Download it. It's done. I'm never touching it again. And hopefully people like it.
And here's Doug.
Yes, Doug, you got voice. Let's hear Doug.
Excellent. Trying a different button, man.
That was Doug giving us the error beeps. That's great, FPS Doug.
What's up?
All right, Doug, we got Doug online.
Woo.
I got a question for Doug. Can I ask Doug my question? From Ottawa.
How often do you die in FPS, Doug?
Hold on, let Ottawa ask the question first. He's been waiting for a while.
Alright, I'm a former RTS player from Ottawa, and I moved to FPS games, and we all idolize Doug, and that's one of the problems that everybody who knows that I've showed Pure Bones to, they don't understand RTS, and they don't understand Micro and all those things, but they do understand Doug. Is there any pressure to get Doug more into the series, or even, you know, have him do an offshoot, a spin-off series, maybe?
What are you saying? Doug's like the ownage? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm sure Doug's loving that. Yeah, Doug's a pretty cool guy. You know what? I have actually not received confirmation that Doug is the actual Doug. I'm talking to him on MSN here, and I'm talking to him, you know, I'm waiting to hear from him. Let's hang on a second here, and let's see if Doug is the actual Doug. Maybe you can talk about that. Okay, he says, yeah, that's me, lol. So I suppose it is Doug. So maybe Doug can say something if his microphone is active. Doug, is your microphone active? If not, please send me a message.
No, microphone's definitely active.
Nice, Doug. Good to talk to you. Hey, all right, Doug's online. Hey, so Doug, you got a question here.
What's up, gang?
This guy is totally in love with you. What do you say to that? That's the question.
How do I feel about men being in love with me?
It's not love. We all idolize FPS Doug because he's an owner. He's a headshotter.
And he can dance all day.
Yeah, he can dance all day while he's getting headshots.
How the hell do you get a headshot while in midair?
Well, if you were Doug, Doug, shit.
Yeah. The crosshairs never leave the guy's head.
Well, here's the thing. We all like Jeremy. He's cool and all, but Doug is, you know, coming from FPS like we do, Doug is the man. We have trashed a couple of keyboards like he has. He's just the man, period.
You know what?
No.
Now that I've heard this, I'm totally going to change the show. I'm going to change the title to the FPS Doug Show. And, you know, Jeremy, if you want to be in the show, shit, I'm sorry, but, you know, you're out of luck.
Kyle, we tried to do that, man, but, like, you took off, dude.
Well, that's because you were fucking freaking me out. Holy shit.
You could even have a fitness show like Jogging with Doug, and it's just him running around with his knife. Like a fitness one, you know?
And cooking.
Seriously, like, you know, I don't want any liability suits or anything like that, but, you know, do not run with a knife. Like, you might run faster, but just don't do it, okay? Because you might die.
So we should rather run with a AK-47 instead, right?
You have a better chance.
Don't we respawn?
Yeah, there's no respawn points in RL, you know that?
Nah.
Alright, so we got Doug on here. Doug has just joined. Anybody have questions for Doug? Sorry we haven't had Doug on here before, but let's open up the floor for questions for Doug on the people that have voice.
I've got a question.
Go right ahead.
Has Doug, have you ever gone to anger management groups or therapy at all? Ever?
Yeah, I've had several people try to suggest it to me, but I don't see what the problem is. Like, I don't see me having any anger management troubles.
Okay.
I got a question. Die in FPS.
Sorry, could you please repeat the question?
How often does Doug die in FPS?
So the question is, how often does Doug die in FPS? Well, how many keyboards have you gone through, Doug? Tell me that.
I mean, it happens. I've learned to actually keep a stockpile of, like, keyboards now. Let's just say the stockpile's not very big.
Doug, maybe you should consider getting one of those rubber keyboards.
Rubber keyboards?
Yeah, they fold up. You can put them in your backpack. They're really cool.
No fucking way.
No. They don't break either.
Yeah, they're invincible.
Okay, that's it. You gotta get one.
I've stepped on one and I weigh about 150 pounds.
Doug, I'll find the link for you.
Hey, right, Kuno, Doug could break it.
Everybody is here. We got Doug here. We got Jeremy. We got Dave. We got Anastasia. Okay, let's have some questions. Anybody got any questions?
I got one question for Jeremy.
I also have
we'll
a question
for Jeremy.
Okay, Hypno of Azeroth has got a question. Let's hear that question.
All right. I'm a 57 Alliance Rogue, and I'm having some troubles getting to 60. Where'd you go from 57 to 60?
Jeremy is making himself another drink right now, so he will answer that shortly. I'm sorry, he's indisposed. Are there any questions for any others?
No.
One or two for Doug. First off, how do you feel about the heads-up display? Do you really need it to pwn? I mean, there are games like Viet Cong out there, and all they do is tell you about how many clips of ammo you have.
So what was the specific question?
Do you really feel that you need the heads-up display? For example, your health, the crosshair, how much ammo you have left in your gun to pwn?
No, that should never be a concern.
Doug feels that shit, man. Once you've played enough, you feel that, and it's pwn. Like, what is pwn? I've never, like, to own means something, but pwn is, it sounds lame every time I hear it. I don't know. Anyway, we, you know, that's an issue, the pronunciation, you know, but anyway.
I got a question.
Well, you set me straight.
I got a question for Doug.
Go right ahead, Doug.
Okay, Doug, are you ever planning on seeing the Master? And if not, is it because you're afraid of him?
No, I've actually been to see the Master.
Jeremy
introduced me to him a couple weeks ago, actually. Where is that noob? Get that noob on the mic. I want to say, hey, what's up, my bro?
Bonjour, cute.
I've got a question for Kyle.
Go right ahead.
Just a general question. Like, do you know how many people watch the show, and from where do the majority of the people watch from?
Well, you can actually check it out yourself. There's a link at the bottom of our webpage that gives you the hit statistics, and right now we estimate the fan base at about 300,000, and 38% are from the United States. Then we've got Canada, UK, Netherlands, Germany. The subtitles help a lot, I think, but pretty much most Western European, most nations that teach English as a second language that don't have English as a first language. But we still haven't broken into Korea or China yet, or Japan, which is interesting. So if any of you guys can do Japanese, Korean, or Chinese subtitles, let me know, and we'll be all over that.
I was just about to say, I can do Japanese subtitles.
Yeah. Well, shit, send that to Roger.
I will.
I have a question for Anastasia.
Okay, sorry. Is it 47 has a question for Anastasia, or is it Mick Poor?
No, it's Justice, me. I have a question
Justice,
for Anastasia.
Okay, let's have a question for Anastasia. Then there was a postponed question for Jeremy. Could you please repeat the postponed question for Jeremy? I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Jeremy's name.
All right, I got a 57 Rogue on Alliance, and I have trouble getting to 60.
Okay,
Where
did he level from 57 to 60? Okay, so we'll have one question for Anastasia, then Jeremy will tell you about where he leveled from 57 to 60. Okay, here we go.
Okay, what's your question? Hit me.
Right, with your MMO experience, before that, did you have any RPG experience, for an example, the Final Fantasy series?
Well, I've played, like, every Final Fantasy since the beginning, since, like, the first one. So, yeah.
Thank you.
I have a question for Jeremy.
Okay,
hey, I have a question.
I was wondering, what is your inspiration for, like, Uber Elite Micro? You know, I'm just a young guy trying to get some Uber Elite Micro, but I don't know. It's hard, man. It's hard.
Okay, man, here's, like, your inspiration. And this is tough because it takes guts, right? But I think every great person who's ever been around in the history of, you know, humans in general has had to do this. But just keep in mind at all times that what you're doing is a great thing, and that your parents might not understand and other people might not understand, But what you're doing is you are much beyond the greatest soccer player, the greatest football player, the greatest hockey player, the greatest anybody. You are like the e-sport of the next generation. And what guides you is just the love of the game, right? Like, I mean, you are above and beyond anybody who's ever played any sort of game, no matter what it is, right? Whether it's chess or no matter what. And just keep going. Like, do what you love at any point. And if your parents, your friends, or whoever doesn't understand that what you're doing is what you love, then fuck them, right? I mean, it's your life. You got to do what you love.
All right, thank you.
I don't have a question, but
can you say one time,
boom, headshot.
Mange un cul.
Une seconde, d'accord. Okay. Apropos Doug, une seconde. About the level 57 and 60, like question that was asked or whatever, it was a pretty tough time between 57 and 60 because I was doing lots of work on Pure Orange at the time, and Kyle's all like, do this. And I'm like, no, like, I want to play games. And Kyle's like, no, but there's this show, you got to do this and this. So, like, I was pretty confused at the time, and it was tough because my guilds are like, oh, dude, we need a priest so bad, like, God, come do this stuff. And so, like, I leveled, like, a lot of level 50.
Okay, we're back.
Hey, so we're back once again.
Hi, can I ask a question already, or do I have to wait for somebody or something?
I think we're all back. Why don't you go ahead and ask a question? I'll see if we can answer it.
Okay, I've got a question for FPS Doug. Doug, I want to know if you play Counter-Strike 1.6, and maybe we can play sometime or so, if he's still there.
It looks like FPS Doug went offline.
Yeah, sorry, he's offline. He can't answer that question. I'll try to get him back on here. Let me call him, but feel free to answer another question for anybody else but FPS Doug.
Maybe Kobe wants to ask a question. Kobe, go right ahead.
Okay, Jeremy, how was it being a complete retard?
Well, the answer to that
question is question for,
completely
Jeremy.
Uninteresting. Prime, why don't you go ahead?
I'm like, you know, like, Miguel, Mr. 47 over here and stuff, and, like, we're clannies, and, like, I've become to a peak of ownage, and I'm in a rut, and I don't know what to do, because I'm, like, I'm level 26, like, druid, and I'm stuck, and I can't level, and the wetlands won't work. Help!
Okay.
Please!
This is Kyle speaking to you, who is generally noobish compared to Jeremy, but if you can't get through the wetlands, you should uninstall the game, and that's the end of the story. Thank you very much. Any other questions?
Not the butt end or anything, but I've actually got a question for Jeremy.
Dloco, go ahead.
Yeah, you were talking about consoles earlier, and I actually pretty much agree with what you were saying about Nintendo and stuff. But there's one console manufacturer that I always hold very strongly above Nintendo, and that's SNK. I want to know, what do you think about the Neo Geo and SNK in general?
The Neo Geo, like, okay. So basically, because I'm not like a real old guy or anything, how I understand SNK was basically that they came out with a system when I was a real young kid, and it was like $1 billion to like buy the system, and it was like $1,001,000,000 to like play a single game on. So I used to go to the arcade, you know, and kind of just for quarters play their games there. And, you know, I always had respect for them because they were always like a little bit ahead of their time, but they're a little too ahead of their time in terms of how can a kid like me afford to play that kind of stuff, you know? And so that's what it turned out to be. It just turned out to be me in an arcade, and none of my friends playing the game, too. So eventually I just kind of moved on.
Well, I have a question.
Why don't
Jeremy.
You go ahead?
Yes, I've heard this amazingly news the other day that hunters in WoW are getting flying mounts. Is that anything?
Okay, what is getting a flying mouse in World of Warcraft? What are you talking about?
That hunters are getting a mount which they can fly on.
A flying
son,
mount like a horse.
Son,
yeah.
What drugs have you been doing?
No.
I'll want some.
Okay, you gotta keep in mind, like, basically, about 6 days ago, I kind of got out and got to stay with, you know, Kyle again and everybody again. And I've been trying to read up. I'm trying to see what I missed and whatever would happen, you know, when whatever happened. And I read a bit about flying mounts. And I don't really know if that's, like, what's going to happen. I didn't really know what's going on. But all I know is that there's this Dr. Waters or whatever. She keeps trying to want to talk to me. And she doesn't think I should play WoW. So I'm trying not to think about too much, like, about stuff like that, like about flying mounts. But I have heard that they run four times as fast as any other mounts. And, like, I just don't know what to think. Like, I don't really want to reroll a hunter and level him to 60. I think it's real cool, but at the same time, I'm, you know, like, my mom and Kyle, like, everybody wants me to just kind of listen to the doctors. And so for now, like, you know, I'm just going to try not to touch WoW and try to focus on going back to RTS.
Okay, I have a question.
Last question.
Can you guys hear me?
Okay, we have Fem and Septimo. Okay, we'll go Fem.
I got a question afterwards.
Okay, are you guys going to be at Lanageddon next year?
Your question is, are we going to be at Lanageddon next year? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Okay, well, basically, like, I think it's pretty probable that, like, I'm going to make my way to Lanageddon just because this, you know, this year we had, like, a lot of fun there. We met a lot of cool people that were fans of the show and Gilthrak. A lot of people that help us out in a lot of ways, like, we're there. And, you know, like, my mom, like, still lives in Calgary. She lives by a little internet cafe. It's called Switchbox. She lives, like, a block away, you know? So
I love Switchbox.
Yeah, you know, like, it's pretty big. My mom always tells me about, like, what's happening there. She doesn't really understand, like, what's going on with the show, you know? She still gets on my case all the time about getting a job, again, whatever. And I try to tell her, like, Mom, like, I do this thing, like, about gaming. She's like, yeah. And then, you know, she tells me about Switchbox and how when she's walking the dog, she sees all these people coming out of there late in the night, so... Basically, yeah, like, we will be in Calgary next year. We'll probably be at Lanageddon. I'm probably going to, you know, hang out at Switchbox a bit when I come down. And, you know, that's just how it's going to be because that's just where I'm from, man, from that area, you know?
Okay.
I got a question for Jeremy.
Okay, we have a few other questions in line. Let's go to Septimo.
All right, thanks. I'd just like to ask what you guys think about hacks and have any of you ever used any?
Yeah, well, basically... Kyle hacks all the time. No. Okay, here's the deal. And this is the truth, okay? Hacks are for people who have no skills. And I can understand, like, sometimes if you're born with no skills, then you got no skills. And what are you going to do, right? You got to hack to try to make other people think like you got skills. But the truth is, in your own brain, in your own mind, like, when you go to sleep at night, you know whether or not you hacked, right? If you hacked, you can't feel good about what you did. I have never once, like, in the entire of my gaming since I was 2 years old, I have never hacked. I will never hack. I own hackers. I own aimbotters, like nothing. And you know what? You can tell an aimbotter, no matter what FPS you play, because they're the first people that will complain about you headshotting them, because they're like, oh, you must have hacked. And the reason they think that is, like, they're hacking, and you were so fast that you beat their fucking aimbot to their headshot, you know what I'm saying? Don't ever hack. It's not worth it. You play games because you want to know, like, how good you are compared to that other noob over there. Do you own or do you not own? And you can never know that question if you hack. So don't ever hack. Don't be a Kyle. Don't be a whoever. Like, just play the game because that's what it was made for.
Okay, another question from MC Far. Okay. MC, why don't you go ahead, and then we'll move on later to, I think, Sin. Is that who's next?
I have a question, too.
Yeah, I got a question, too.
MC, did you lose voice? I think you might have lost voice. Ah, crap.
Is the dog coming back already?
Shall I go quick, then, whilst you're waiting, or?
Okay, MC has voice back. Okay, MC, you had a question, or did you ask it already?
I asked already.
Okay. Sorry about that confusion. Okay, let's move on. Let's get as many questions as we can because we have a little time left. Sin, you go ahead.
Okay. Does Jeremy play like Age of Empires 2 from like any time, like from the last few decades or whatever it is? Old game now. I don't know. Is Jeremy there?
Okay. Yeah. Like, I've played Age of Empires. Like a bit. Like, I played it for a little while, and I also played Civilization, like, back in the day by Sid Meier, who's, like, a pretty smart guy.
Civilization 2, by any chance?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Civ 2.
Well, good game.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I played Civ 2 tons, and I played Civ 3. And to be honest, like, I'm going to play a bit of Civ 4 when it comes out. But, you know, the problem with... All right.
Such a noob. Why do you need to play music?
Retard. Well, that would be...
Will you be getting, like, Age of Empires 3 when it comes out, like, second half of this year?
Yeah, I will be playing Age of Empires 3 because I basically have decided that I'm going to play every game when it comes out. I got to know how good they are, you know. You can't trust other people's opinions. You just got to... You got to play yourself, you know, and you know, like, well, basically, if people are going to send me free games, too, I'm going to play them. Like, Guild Wars, you know, like, basically, the doctors told me, like, okay, no more MMOs, blah, 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 MMOs, blah, blah, blah. But then the people who made Guild Wars sent me Guild Wars, and they're like, hey, like, Jeremy, play Guild Wars. It's pretty cool. So I played it a bit, like, even though the doctors, I basically haven't told them I played it, but, you know, it's pretty cool. It's a little different than the rest of the stuff. And I'm going to keep playing, like, you know, whatever I can afford to buy, whatever people send me, I'm going to keep playing. And I'll play whatever because I own. And I basically think that no matter what it is, no matter what genre was FPS, RTS, I'll own anybody, like, at the game. And it's going to be fun because when you own people, that's when it's the most fun.
Guild Wars, nah. WoW's the only MMO for me, mate.
I got a question for Jeremy.
Am I next?
Oh, okay. Cheers.
Okay, 01 Deuce, you need to turn off your microphone. You can ask a question, and then we got Richie, I believe, next. So turn off your microphone.
This, is this better?
This is better, yes. You can go ahead.
All right. This is for Jeremy. Kyle said that you got seen on the streets a few times and got recognized. How often does this happen? How often are you recognized on the streets?
Okay, well, basically, like, one day I was walking down the street, like, it was about a couple weeks ago, and I made it one block, like, on Bloor Street, like, here in Toronto. And then, like, somehow, in some weird, I don't know what happened, but, like, three guys, one after the other, like, started stopping me and started talking to me and about stuff, and I, like, didn't know who they were, and it's, like, not cool, because I just wanted to, you know, go buy some pizza, and they're, like, all talking to me. So I guess it happened to the point where, like, now I went and bought these big sunglasses or whatever, and Kyle's like, oh, this will be cool. So I wear these all the time, and now it's okay. But, you know, I'm not outside very much. Like, I spend most of the time indoors, and so when I go out, I wear these big sunglasses, and now everything's okay.
Yeah, that...
All right, thank you.
There's a funny story. I was, you know, Dave introduced me to the magic of pepper, which if you get a pepper grinder that grinds, you know, coarse ground pepper, it's really tasty on your food, because Dave's pro at cooking, right? And anyway, I was buying a pepper grinder in the store in Bloor Street, and we're walking out of the store. Jeremy happened to be with me, and, you know, we're like, hey, can you show us the pepper grinder? Yeah, great pepper grinder. We're looking at the pepper grinder, and the guy's like, hey, I love your show, by the way. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm just trying to buy a pepper grinder. Then we walk outside, and this other guy is like, walks up, he's riding a bike. He stops on his bike, and he's like, hey, I love your show. Ah! So it's really cool. I love it that, you know, in Toronto, we get approached by fans a lot, and, you know, it's the same as in any other city in the world. And Anastasia's got something to say here about the fame of Pirona. Just hang on one second.
All right.
So one of my friends goes to the University of Waterloo, which is in Waterloo, Ontario. And he walked past the computer lab, and some dudes were watching the show, and he's like, oh, my God, there's Pironage. And they're like, yeah, we're watching it. And he's like, yeah, I know Anastasia. And they're like, yeah, right, man. Yeah, we know Anastasia, too. Yeah, whatever. And he's like, no, I'm fucking serious. Like, I know her. They're like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he left, like, totally pissed. And it was so funny because he had no way of proving that he knew me. But, like, it's just crazy the amount of people that watch this show. It's awesome.
All right, I have a question.
Okay, we have some, let's start a queue of questions here. Who was the first to ask for a question there?
That would be me. My name is,
Ashton Sugar. Okay, all Ashton right. Sugar, then I are the own, then Joel's no good.
Alright, thank you, Kyle. Hello, Peter Punch Crew. My name's Ashton. I've been a big fan, and I just have a question. This is for anybody. I just need some tips for WoW, because I'm a level 28 human warrior, and I somehow can't level up. I tried Wetlands and all that. I massacre everything over there, and I just want to know what's a good place to level up there.
Are you serious? You can't play WoW. Okay, hang on. Let me pass you on to Jeremy. Hang on.
Okay, so Cal tells me at level 28, Wetlands isn't working. And so basically, try not to keep your mind too focused on quests, because while lots of total noobs think quests are fun, because they're all into the story and stuff, basically those guys are total losers. So what you want to do is you want to maximize your level per time played. And so at this moment, I go to Duskwood, which you can fly to from Stormwind if you haven't run there yet, because you're a total noob. And there's a place in the graveyard. If you go underground, it's just in the Ravenwood, in the Ravenwood graveyard. If you just go underground, there's a whole bunch of noobs there. And pretty much no matter what class you are, if you can just solo them hardcore nonstop, like be real fast about it, you can gain 3 levels in probably, no kidding you, less than 3 hours, at least till 31, and then move on from there.
All right, thank you.
So, am I next?
Okay, let's continue with the queue here. We have a few other two other questions in queue. Let's go.
I got two real questions for Dave. Dave, you there?
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me get Dave's attention. Okay, Dave is now paying attention to your question. Why don't you go ahead?
All right. I know you're Asian. Can you tell me where you're from exactly?
I'm actually from a province from northern part of China, which is really close to Russia. It's called Liaoning.
Oh, I'm from Shandong. You know that?
Yes, I'm full of shit.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Constant actually has a question, but he's been trying, but he's been having difficulty in getting through.
Okay, I apologize. I want to get everybody asking the questions they want. So, okay, let's hear this question that has been having trouble coming through. Let's hear it right now. Let's hear it right now.
Okay, I guess I can ask it for him. He was wondering how many episodes are you going to make of Peonage?
Well, you know, we're going to be keeping making episodes until the story runs out, which we estimate, you know, I think we have at least 3 years of material. You know, we're going to make 3-4 years, I don't know. But, you know, we're not going to be one of those shows like The X-Files where, you know, it should have ended, but it didn't. You know, it's going to be like one of those shows where it ends, and it's like, that's a great fucking show. You know, and it was like, that was where it should have ended, and what a great collection we have on DVD now, you know. Like, Mr. Show was great, you know, but X-Files was not, right? That's kind of what we're aiming for, you know, the right time to end it. You know, Japanese anime, you know, Cowboy Bebop was 24 episodes, right? That was it. And that's when they should have ended it. That's when the story ended, you know. It's funny how Japanese anime doesn't go for, you know, Friends, for example, as long as it makes the money. That's how long the show goes, right? It's like, you know, we want to go for how long the story goes, not for how long it's commercially viable.
I've been waiting for a long time.
Yes, I know. Joel's no good. Okay, is your name Joel? Are you saying yourself is no good? Can you explain that?
Well, there's a cartoon which is called Is No Good, and my dad just started calling me Joe Is No Good, so that's where it's from. And yes, I'm not very good, so it fits very nicely.
Well, you're good at explaining the origin of your name, so why don't you let us know what you want to know about us?
Well, I'd like to point your attention to the greatest game ever made, the Pokemon series for Game Boy. And I'd like to know what your feelings are, you and Jeremy, and the rest of the PP crew.
Well, if you want to know my feelings, I have never experienced that game, but I'll pass you on to Jeremy. Maybe he has owned a Game Boy at one point in time. Let me find out here. Jeremy is not available right now to answer your question. I'm sorry. We might have to move on. Are there any other questions?
Can we come back to it, though?
Yeah, I gotta come.
Can we come back to it?
Okay, we'll come back to it if we can, but he's not available. Okay, so we had another person.
Thanks a lot.
Had another pressing question.
Kyle, because of Doug, he's not available at the moment, as I can see. Maybe you can pass a question to him from me. I want to play Counter-Strike against him, and if he wants to, so maybe I can pass you my MSN address so you can pass it on to him. So you can contact me for it.
Okay, first of all, you know, a lot of people impersonate us online, and a lot of people say they're the owner or they're FPS Dog, and you probably didn't play them. And we receive too many challenges, you know, like 8 challenges a day, I think Jeremy gets, you know, 10 challenges a day, FPS Dog, and invitations to servers, whatever. You know, we can't possibly play anybody. So, yeah, you know, I'd love to kick all your ass if I was good at a game, but, yeah, these guys that are actually good at games can't play you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Could you answer one question for me from Rock? Does he play Counter-Strike 1.6?
From Doug. Okay, Doug, do you play Counter-Strike 1.6? Doug, are you online? Doug?
Doug is on here, I guess, so I don't see him. But maybe you know or Jeremy knows.
Doug's not actually online right now.
Yeah, that's too bad. Doug's offline. But, yeah, you know,
Jeremy knows.
Yeah.
Jeremy back. Kyle, we got a question for someone who can't use a microphone at the moment. Is it okay if I ask for him?
Okay, I'm trying to contact Doug. I'm sorry I cannot answer your question, but let's go to the question that the person is having difficulty using the microphone. Why don't you ask it local?
Yeah, that's from MegadethGuy01. He asked, is Anastasia's blog actually hers, or was it like a prop for the show?
Okay, so the question is, Anastasia's blog, is it actually hers, or is it a prop? Let's hang on a second. Let me get Anastasia.
Okay, definitely, just so you know, everybody out there, I check that blog a lot, and every single comment and every single person that writes a post, I see every single thing, and sometimes I get so mad at people who are like, don't come to U of T, and like, you're a transy and all that shit, but like, that's me, like, that's how I talk when I'm online, so get used to it.
Is Jeremy back?
Jeremy, he's away right now. I'm going to try and get him. These guys are out of control, actually. I'm trying to control them. But, okay, let's go with the next question here. Anybody have a general question?
Yeah.
I have a question. When and if is the DVD coming out?
The DVD, we're planning to release a DVD right now after episode 12. I think that it will be the end of the first season of sort of story, even though it's longer than a year, of course. But, yeah, we're looking at episode 12. We're going to put up some DVDs, and, you know, we might move, you know, season 2 will be maybe on television. Who knows? But, you know, we're going to stick to what we know. We're going to stick to creative control. We're always broadcast on the Internet. You will always be able to get the episodes on the Internet. So, that's our plan.
Okay, that's cool.
But I should probably say that, you know, there's a lot of funny stuff that's happened while we're filming, and there's a lot of extras, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff we don't put online, and it's really funny, so I'm dying to release that stuff on DVD, and it'll be great to have the commentary and everything else to do an actual DVD. It'll be great.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I got one for you.
All right, why don't you go ahead?
What would be the future career for everybody if you could, what are you aiming to get into? Your ideal career for everybody's life after Piranha is done?
Well, I'm going to grow a beard and get a ball cap and wear some large cop sunglasses, and I'm going to try to be associated with Steven Spielberg and George Lucas and try to be one of those guys. I don't know about the other guys. I don't think they really think about the future too much except for, you know, being good at their games, you know. I don't know. Maybe there's something in the world cyber games, but who knows about this world cyber games? Like, it seems like the games that are chosen are kind of lame, and, you know, who knows what politics are going on, who knows what money exchanges hands to choose what the world cyber games are going to be. You know, there is no real world Olympics for video games, so most of the gamers around here, you know, most of the gamers I know, basically, are sort of wondering what's going to happen with gaming in the future, but and basically, in the future, I think that there's going to be, you know, professional gaming televised, and it's going to be as big as professional sports. You know, I hope so, at least in the next 30 years, because, you know, I'd rather watch a good RTS game than a football game. You know, I'd rather watch a great, you know, generals than I'd rather watch basketball. You know.
Yeah, it's so true. But anyways, I also wanted to say to Dave, you are the man. We all love you. All the white barbarians sitting here listening with me, we all idolize Dave. So anyways, you guys have a good night. I'm signing off now. Later, guys.
Thank you very much.
When Jeremy's back, I got a question.
I got a question.
Okay, we got the guy Real Fire here. He's got a question.
I know y'all been playing WoW and all the MMORPGs online, but have you ever played, like, Dungeons & Dragons and all the old school stuff?
You mean non-electronic games?
Yeah, the stuff that started the MMORPGs.
So, sorry guys, could you please repeat that question?
Yeah, I was wondering if y'all have ever played the, like, tabletop D&D that started all the RPG stuff online.
You know, I know some people that have done that, but nothing myself. You know, I don't think anybody's really done that. I think we've stuck to electronic games. But, you know, there's some people that we've, you know, that are in our guild that are hardcore D&Ders, role players, and they're really into that kind of stuff. You know, they really use their imagination a lot. Wait a second here. I think FPS Doug is back. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can get him voice here. Hang on.
Hey, FPS Doug, you there?
Give me one sec.
That's freaking...
Oh, by the way, that kid that was just talking on my name, yeah, that was his life goal to talk. Okay.
That's great. Now that he's completed that, what is he going to do now?
I don't know. What are you going to do now?
I don't know.
You don't know? He doesn't know.
We only get one question, right?
Yeah, well, ideally, I don't know how many people are connected right now. Zymentions, can you tell us what's their total right now?
216.
About... Yeah, 216. Doug's not here right now. Do you know where he is?
Doug just messaged me. He said he's not in right now. I'm going to encourage him to join this TeamSpeak channel so that we can talk to him once again. Hang on one second.
Okay. We had about over 250 people in here at one point.
Wow.
I'd like to hear Wyman talk. I saw Wyman was on the list. He's always on the forum.
Eon has a question, but I don't think that he has mic.
Okay, his question is, are Jeremy and Anastasia real lovers?
Well, we haven't actually hooked up yet, that we never will. I totally have a crush on him, but I don't know if he has a crush on me.
Why don't you ask him now?
He's not in the room right now, actually.
Okay.
We'll see if we can get him back. But, FPS Doug looks like he's back. Doug, what's going on?
Finally.
Hi, Doc.
Hi.
Boom, headshot. Yeah, can you please say it one more time, please? I mean, Doc, please once.
I don't think Doug likes saying that, because it's kind of like the Simpsons episode where it's the I didn't do it boy, and it's his only line, you know?
He's not a 2D character, man. I got a question for you guys at the chat.
It does get kind of old after a while.
Yeah, I got a question for FPS Doug.
Doug is the... Okay, let's hear a question here from 01 Deuce.
All right. FPS Doug, why is your monitor so small?
Why is your monitor so small? Is that your question?
Yeah, in the videos it looked like it was about 4 inches tall.
That was his speaker.
Oh, never mind.
Answered by someone else. All right.
I got a question.
I got Eminem.
Guys, what about Hypno? He's been waiting for a while.
Yes.
Well, I asked my question and it crashed. Remember the 57-60 thing? We got to the part where Kyle was bothering Jeremy and then it crashed.
Well, he answered that question, but the server crashed, and I don't think he can answer it right now in his current state.
Is he taking a dump?
No, he's... You know, he's had a bit too much rye, let's just say.
Oh, jeez.
Smoking rye?
I see.
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
See if there's anyone sober enough to answer it.
Well, that's sort of what I have two questions for, but all you guys, pretty much. Have you guys ever thought about going into any other FPS, the new Battlefield 2?
Man, I totally want to play that, but I have no time.
The demo's free. You guys should check it out. Also, do any of you guys drink or anything else while you're gaming? If you got a real long night of gaming ahead of you? Maybe
of course.
Smoke?
What else? How else would it be so much fun?
Lol.
Yo, I have a question for FPS Doug. Have you had any steak lately, my friend?
What?
Have you had any steak lately?
I want some steak.
I'll bet you do.
I got a question for Kyle when he comes back.
The FPS Doug knows how to tenderize some steak, but then, anyway, moving on, there's a question for Kyle. All right, I can answer that. All right, let's hear it.
Well, it looks like you guys are trying to connect to the Pure Punish community a little bit more. Is there any chance of seeing, like, a actual game service run by Pure Punish?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really see the point of that, really. It's, you know, I don't have a lot of time to game, and Jeremy doesn't want to game with people that know he's Jeremy because they treat him differently and all that, you know. It's like, I think he likes to go online and be anonymous and, you know, own people that way. And, you know, like with, you know, when we were on the CNC Replays boards, no one knows who we were, you know. It's kind of like, you know, we played a lot of Zero Hour. You know, I was teaming up with Jeremy and he was carrying my weight, of course. And, you know, we played in some clan wars and whatever, and it was real fun. But, you know, as soon as they know you're Jeremy, everyone's trying to challenge you, everyone's trying to play you, you know, it's not really fun, and I don't know.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
All right, I know you guys play a lot of PC games, so this is for Doug, and maybe you can answer for Jeremy. What kind of computers are you guys running for all these games? Like, what graphics card? Is it AMD or Intel?
I was just going to ask that.
Jeremy's got a 5950 Ultra NVIDIA, but, yeah, you know, I've got an ATI, it's kind of new, but, I don't know, we don't really spend too much time on our machines, you know, it's kind of expensive to keep the latest and greatest, but, you know, we try to keep up with the, you know, stuff that can run the latest games, and, you know, I try to keep it the highest resolution I can, but.
One for Anastasia.
Hey, what's up?
How do you feel about the generally negative stereotype of a female gamer?
I hate it. I mean, like, so many girls game too, you just don't know it because they go on anonymous and stuff. Like, I have at least 8 friends who also game too. They just, we just don't, I don't know, like, guys just treat us differently.
Seriously, it's like, shit, I'll, like, hire Anastasia to be my voice in guild chat, and I'll get so much free gold. Seriously, it's like night and day being a girl gamer and a guy gamer on an MMO, especially.
And also the funniest thing, too, is that everybody wants to cyber you for their shit. So I end up, like, seriously, I end up with so much stuff. It's hilarious.
Doesn't that get kind of annoying, though, having, like, people hit on you online all the time?
Yeah, they don't even know what I look like. I could be, like, 500 pounds and, like, I don't know, 2 feet tall. I don't know, they're
all
on
the show.
I have a question for Anastasia.
Why don't you go right ahead?
First of all, I was going to ask, what's your experience in MC, Molten Core, of course, and why did you choose Alliance?
She left. Sorry, guys.
Wait, I have a question for Doug. You see that?
Yeah, she was laughing to it. I'm going to try and get Jeremy. I'm sorry, guys, but Jeremy and Anastasia have gone. Shit, I'm going to try and get them back. Hang on a second here. But if you have a question for Doug, he might be able to answer.
I'm going to kill myself right now. See ya.
What?
Who is that?
That's funny. That's somebody's got the exact sample from that video that was sent around. But anyway, you know what? We're falling apart here. I think we're going to have to end this chat session soon, like in the next 5 minutes. If anybody has any super burning questions, you better ask them now because we're going to be going.
I have one.
I got one after Kyle.
Okay, Apo, okay. Armageddon, Apo, and then...
Do you find the word noob sexy?
Who are you asking exactly? All right, this is fuck. This is over.
I got a question for Doug. Is he there?
Doug might be here. He's not in the same room as me, but this is the last question. Okay, here's Doug. Okay.
All right. Hey, Doug. By any chance, are you clanless, like for Counter Strike?
I don't think you'd want to join some random person's clan.
I don't know. I'm just asking if you wanted to try out if you're a clan or something.
No clan's good now. No
clan. I just got something interesting.
Okay.
I have a quick question.
Okay, Doug's having something. Problems with the microphone. Okay,
do you like luxury?
Let's hear the question from the loco, and I think we're going to end it after this.
Do you like
luxury? Exactly.
Do you smoke weed? Do you smoke weed? I have a question. Do you smoke weed?
Do you like luxury?
Oh man, that's
Jaguar.
Okay, FPS Doug is not FPS Doug. You can keep that guy.
Okay. Anyway,
okay.
I got a question from another user here.
Okay, let's go.
He found a website, and it's called hacks.am, or no, cracks.am, and it has your Pironage tag on it, your link banner team. And he was wondering, how the fuck did that get on there?
Let me tell you the story of how we got onto cracks.am, which is an Armenian website. And it has to do with this guy that was a fan of the show, and he put up our ad for free, and he thought that people should see our show, so he put up our little picture, and he put up our ad, and he just put it up because he wanted to, and we said, that's fucking fine, you know, you can put up whatever you want, links on your site, and thank you very much, and we do get a lot of hits from him, you know, not as much as Google and whatever else, but yeah, we're very grateful. He's a big fan, and him and his friends watch a lot of Pironage. They sit around in Armenia and watch Pironage, which is great because I like the fact that it's a very international show. And that's the story. That's how we got on them, is just them putting their link on their site. Okay,
right,
guys, we got to go.
I have a question.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I think we're going to have to cut it off somewhere.
I have a question.
Yeah. Jeremy's calling it quits. Doug's not here. I think we're falling apart here. We've done as long as we can. We've been on here for 3 hours.
Hey, Kyle, real quick.
Yeah, okay, you want to ask a question real quick? If it's for Kyle, yeah, go ahead. I'll answer it in like 2 seconds.
Kyle, very soon I will be upgrading my Canon GL2 to a XL2. I would like to donate my GL2 to you once I get my new XL2.
Well, shit, send me that shit.
I will do that.
All right, send me an email. You know, you could, you know. All right,
well,
guys.
Hold on.
Yes.
Can you check out zombie.com? That's my website.
Okay, plugging a website.
I got a real question.
That's not cool. Okay, real question. Okay, this is a very, 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 very last question. Here we go. Last question.
All right, okay. Well, I've been playing a lot of Counter-Strike, and there's been, like, a lot of posers of, like, FPS Doug. And it's kind of, like, making him look like a little noob, you know? What do you guys feel about that?
Well, I can tell you that you probably haven't played the real FPS Doug if you played a guy named FPS Doug. And,
of course.
If you want to play him, you go to a LAN party, you look him in the eye, and you get owned by him, most likely, but anyway.
Or screen.
You know, it's tough to say, you know, the bigger the show gets, the more aliases we have of ourselves, and...
Yeah.
But anyway, if I'm playing and there's a guy named Kyle Pironage and you want him, it might be me because, you know, I don't have the skills. But anyway, you know, this has been awesome. We've had awesome time. Everybody here is thanking you guys. Yeah, this has been the first Pironage massive voice chat. I think we had 250 people on at once that were listening to us, and it's worked out really well. I like this. Thank all the admins, as I mentioned, Loco and Envy, and you know, the owners of the server. I think we got it's worked out really well. It's better than I thought. You know, I didn't think we could be able to talk to so many people at the same time, but yeah, it's great. Maybe we'll do this next episode or at a regular time. We'll see. But yeah, we've had a lot of fun here.
And thank you, Kyle, and all the guys for doing this for us. I'm sure everyone appreciates it.
All right, keep watching the show because we're going to keep making the show. And have a good time tonight. We're going to be having a good time tonight celebrating the episode release. And thanks for watching, everyone around the world. It's amazing that we have so many international fans, and we really appreciate it. Keep browsing the forums. We're going to have lots to talk about there. I think there's going to be a lot of nice reactions to the latest episode. I think it was a pivotal episode, and I really hope you guys enjoyed it. All right, everybody, have a good night. I'm signing off on behalf of Jeremy, Dave, Anastasia, everyone here, FPS Doug. It was great talking to you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Good night.